listening to On Target. It's What's in the Groove That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
You know, as I was putting the show together, I started to get more and more excited because the music really fits together super nice.
I speak good. Super nice.
Very nicely. There's a good flow to this show. I got some new stuff. I've got some stuff I've pulled out of the vaults. So there's plenty of great black wax to spin here today. And if you want to see any of these labels, start following me on Instagram. I'm just called Mob Marty. And because it takes so much time and so much effort to put together the images that I do with the show, to very little response. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to put an image up there, something to go with each show. And I'm going to start just taking photos of the records and putting them on Instagram. And we'll see how that goes. Seems to be getting some attention nowadays. So it'll be a little hint as to what you're going to hear on the show. So are you ready? I'm ready.
Oh yeah, my love comes tumbling down. You send me kiss me. Oh yeah, my love comes tumbling down. You send me, you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes.
Jerry Jerome Murray, better known as Jerry O, sometimes Jerry O. So many different spellings of his name. That time, one word, Jerry O. Karate Boogaloo, and that's on Burt Burns' Shout label. After that, Marv Johnson, You Got What It Takes on United Artists. And then The Fashions, A Lover's Stand on 20th Century Fox.
Yes. Mahoney Malarkey, you big kabluna.
Kabluna? I haven't been called that for 2 days.
Picture me in someone else's arms. Picture me making love to him.
You think I don't know, but baby, I've got eyes and I can see that some other girl is making you look twice at me.
Another woman somewhere around. Hey, I'm a good woman. I'm a good woman. Such a good woman. So don't treat me like dirt. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna move away from here and pretend that I have happiness. Yes, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you. Gonna leave you. I'm
The Capitals off the top there. We got a thing that's in the groove. You may recognize that tune. It was covered by Charlotte Leslie, a French version with different lyrics and probably a lot more played, but I really like that original version. Followed that up with Madeline Bell, a track called Picture Me Gone. And one thing I love about it is that it's on the Mod label. Not only is it called the Mod label, it's a very cool looking label. Madeline Bell started out doing a lot of session singing. She was backup for Dusty Springfield and some early Donna Summer tracks. She's one of the voices on You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones, and she sang backup for Serge Gainsbourg. And then she joined Blue Mink and had a number of top 20 hits for Philips Records, in the UK specifically. Tracks like Melting Pot, Our World, Randy, Bannerman, Good Morning Freedom, like a bunch of them. And that version of Picture Me Gone is a cover, but the most popular Northern Soul version. I finished that set with the queen of Northern Soul, Barbara Lynn, I'm a Good Woman. That's on the Tribe label.
Here and low with me.
Bass on that first track is so crazy, man. It's Los Bravos, and the track's called Bring a Little Lovin'. That's on the Parrot label. They're most famous for Black is Black, but I love the bass line on that track. After that, The Small Faces, Rollin' Over is the name of the track. It's on the Immediate label. That's from the single Lazy Sunday off Ogden's Nut Gone Flake album, which of course broke all the rules by releasing the LP with a circular sleeve. It's hard to find that original circular sleeve nowadays. When they reprinted it, they did it on a square sleeve with the tobacco tin artwork just in the middle of the square. Lazy Sunday is a fun, almost theatrical track. Rollin' Over is a hard, rockin', amazing track. And Ogden's Nut Gone Flake is an absolute classic concept album. Finished everything off with Arthur Lee screaming the lyrics through Little Red Book by Love on the Elektra label, penned by Bacharach and David, a very unlikely duo to be writing such a hard song, but they nailed it.
So hard. this ocean floor. And would you believe I put four knocks right at your door? You say you find that so hard to believe, but just for now, would you believe that I love you? Would you believe what you believe?
I just can't help from thinking of deeper than the sea. So I'll come back, baby, please hurry and bring it home.
You are tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Much like Major Lance or Gene Chandler, Jackie Lee is proving to me to be one of those omnipresent voices in the Northern Soul scene. Sometimes fun, like The Duck, and sometimes top drawer class, like that number. It's called Would You Believe, and it's on the Merwood label. After that, The Superbs, Go For What You Know on Dore, and then The Entertainers, Love In My Heart on Cymbal. Those are pricier records, to be sure, but well worth it. Get those playing out on a dance floor, just mind-blowing. And I want to keep that Northern Soul vibe going.
I didn't squawk about the steak there. I merely said I didn't see that old horse that used to be tethered outside here.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
Mm-hmm. man can't do no more than a woman let him. She won't make mistakes if she knows she'll regret them. A woman will stick by you through thick and thin. And with a woman like this, I know I got to win.
I started off with Cliff Noble's first record, written by Jesse James, My Love is Getting Stronger. It came out on the JV label and then was picked up by Atlantic. And oddly, the Atlantic pressing is worth a lot more than the JV pressing. And that was about 2 years before The Horse came out, which was his only LP under Cliff Nobles and Company. All the rest of his stuff was on the Fillet of Soul label. I followed that up with Ollie and the Nightingales, I Got a Sure Thing on Stax, and finally Frank Beverly and the Butlers, She Kissed Me on Fairmont.
I'm the one they shoot after him.
funkier than a teenager's gym bag. Starting everything off with Spanky Wilson. When she put this out, she was just called Spanky. The track's called You. And it was on Mother's Records and the Snarf Company, which is a hilarious name for a label. That track is from her 1969 album, Doin' It, which is an amazing album. I'm really getting into Spanky Wilson right now. I love her voice, and I love what she's done with some of these great numbers. She covers Light My Fire, Don't Mess With Bill, Sunshine of Your Love, and does it in a totally unique way, a way that is hers. And I love people who cover great tracks and do it in their own way. I followed that up with Roy Docker, I'm an Outcast on Pama, and finally Kent Mead, The Bad One on Magic Carpet.
Nobody can tell you, there's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up.
what the story is behind Make Your Own Kind of Music and the Northern Soul scene. All I know is I've heard it twice at two different Northern Soul nights, and around the time that Lost was on the air, it got some big, huge hoots and hollers. If you remember Desmond, when he was living in the bunker and getting up every morning and pushing the numbers in on the island, he would start every morning with that song. So that's how it kind of became known from J.J. Abrams' Lost series. It's Mama Cass Elliot from the Mamas and the Papas, so it seems very unusual in the Northern Soul scene. However, it definitely hits all the Northern Soul notes, ticks all the boxes, and it's almost in the vein of Helen Shapiro or Lulu or somebody who seems like an unlikely Northern Soul hitmaker. And I wouldn't call this a hit, but it certainly works. I followed that up with Poster Man, Carnival Connection on the Capitol label. And now I've got to make my way home to the pouring rain and thunder and lightning. It's terrifying outside. But as I'm wrapping this up, it's 11 o'clock at night and time for me to get into my warm, cozy bed. I'm leaving you off with Hoagie Lands, Theme from the Other Side on the Lowry label.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.